Welcome to Greensboro, Chris Graham, Augusta Free Press, and I was going to be bringing you a recap of the two games here on Wednesday, wins by Clemson and NC State to advance in play. But the breaking news as of, we're live here at 4:39 p.m. Eastern, tweet from the NCAA President Mark Emmert to the effect that, let me actually read, I have made the decision to conduct our upcoming championship events, including Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments, with only essential staff and limited family attendance. No fans at games. There will be an NCAA tournament, I guess, which is the good news if you're an NCAA basketball fan. The bad news is if you wanted to be there in person, you will not be there in person. And I'm not sure what that means for the fate of this ACC tournament in terms of, no, not the fate of the tournament, the tournament presumably would continue to proceed. The ACC tournament, we've had fans at the first four games, the two games last night, and here we are having played two games this afternoon. And we are now between sessions. The next game will be scheduled to start at 7 o'clock. That's the Boston College Notre Dame game. Not sure what the fate of that game is, and in terms of fans. As I'm sitting here on press row, operations in the arena are proceeding as normal. This was just an odd day from that standpoint, as we're trying to watch and cover games and do so with the normal aplomb that you give to college basketball and postseason college basketball. The news was breaking all over the place. World Health Organization declaring the coronavirus a pandemic, which is a definition that we've not seen since 2009. The swine flu was declared a pandemic with much less verve. I don't actually even remember that pandemic, but this one certainly we will not forget in terms of the news. From Virginia's standpoint, University of Virginia, JMU, among schools, declaring that they will move classes from in-person to online, at least for the foreseeable future. That was the term from UVA President Jim Ryan, with a reassessment April 5th, and possibility of the semester just being done from this point on online. At UVA, the word is students who are currently on spring break are being asked to not return, or if they have to return to pick up essential items, to do that and then go back home. And yet, with all that going on, with the WHO pandemic declaration, this recent news just from a few minutes ago from the NCAA, we just played basketball today. I'm sitting on the section of press row I'm sitting on tonight, or this afternoon, I'm not on the floor like we were last night. I'm up in the stands about halfway, sort of like we are usually at JPJ. There's people walking by with popcorn and drinks and hot dogs and hamburgers and whatever else. The normal operations with cheerleaders and bands and in-game promotions. They did the little droplet promotion with the parachutes, and it's just going on like the world hasn't had anything different going in the last couple of days. Needless to say, I won't give you a very good analysis of the basketball games. We did pay some attention to the games. In fact, Scott German is not here by my side. You might notice that. That's for a different reason. This arena feels like it's about 21 degrees. And he went back to get us coats on this 75-degree day in Greensboro. That may be because the attendance was a lot lower today than it was probably projected. And the arena is, I guess they keep arenas like this at a certain air conditioning degree, and without 23,000 people in here, maybe there were 8 or 9 in here today. It's cold in here, so Scott went to get us coats. I've got coffee. It's 75 degrees outside and I got coffee. So again, not knowing the status, in fact there's nothing from, and I'll see if I can update my email here to see if there's anything from anybody, and nothing. I'm reading that from Twitter, from the NCAA. Now it says 12 minutes ago, that the NCAA continues to assess the impact of COVID-19 in consultation with public health officials and our COVID-19 advisory panel. Based on their advice and my discussions with the NCAA Board of Governors, I have made the decision to conduct our upcoming championship events, including the Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments, with only essential staff and limited family attendance. While I understand how disappointing this is for fans of our sports, my decision is based on the current understanding of how COVID-19 is progressing in the United States. This decision is in the best interest of public health, including that of coaches, administrators, fans, and most importantly, our student athletes. We recognize the opportunity to compete in an NCAA national championship is an experience of a lifetime for the students and their families. Today, we will move forward to conduct championships consistent with the current information and will continue to monitor and make adjustments as needed. It makes sense that, if you want to continue with that, we've seen the other news today that we saw. Included that the Golden State Warriors were informed by the city of San Francisco, where their new arena, the Oracle Arena, is located, that they would not be allowed to have fans at their upcoming game, which I believe is Thursday night, tomorrow night. And so the Warriors are playing the Brooklyn Nets, and that game will be played without fans. That was the first news of that nature. The CBI tournament announced earlier today, it will not continue. At least this season will cancel. Not a surprise there. The CBI is more of a ticket-based, a fan-based a tournament than a TV revenue kind of tournament. So it made sense that the CBI would go in that direction. The MAC tournaments, men's and women's tournaments, were scheduled to be and are scheduled to be played in Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine there has declared that public gatherings of that nature, I think the cutoff number is 1,000 people or more, will not be permitted to occur. So those tournaments are occurring without, just like with the NCAA tournament, without fans in attendance. We had seen earlier that, that because of that, also next week's First Four, this was before the bigger announcement from the NCAA, next week's First Four scheduled in Dayton, those four games involving the 16 and 17 seeds in two brackets, and then the 11 and 11 seeds in two brackets, we're going to be played in Dayton without fans. So those were the first dominoes to fall, and now the bigger domino to fall here is this word from the NCAA and NCAA President Mark Emmert. Again, not sure of the fallout here. It's 4:46 p.m. The NC State Pitt game just concluded 20 minutes ago. I'm not sure exactly. I've been. The reason we're delayed getting this phone call interrupting me, there's actually Scott probably trying to connect with me to tell me where he is. We were just trying to get the latest news before we started talking here. I guess we'll give some quick recap analysis of the basketball, since that's what we're here for, right? First game, the Miami-Clemson game. Clemson, a much-needed win, 69-64. In a game that Clemson took an 11-0 run late to break open a close game. In fact, it was tied at the under four timeout, media timeout, with 3:53 to go. But then the Tigers had a little trouble closing it out. Miami actually, Isaiah Wong three with 14 seconds left, cut the margin down to four. But Clemson able to close it out, and they will face Florida State, the top seed in this tournament, tomorrow at noon, I believe that is. And Crystal Abbey-Graham is commenting on, and in fact, Crystal is just confirming, I'm sure, putting it out there for those who are following here along on the podcast, maybe with a link. I would hope Crystal is providing a link to that information as well. Just what we've been reporting here, that the NCAA tournament will be played without fans. Second game, then, the NC State win over Pitt. 55-49 game, roughly 8 minutes to go. Couple of offensive rebounds, stick back baskets for State. One CJ Bryce, one DJ Funderburk, and from that point on, 18-4 run broke it open. And the Pack will play Duke tomorrow. So the first two games for Thursday session are set here at the Greensboro Coliseum. It'll be Florida State and Clemson tipping us off in the 12 o'clock game. Clemson with a win in this series this season. Clemson got a win over Florida State just a couple weeks ago at Little John Coliseum. And then NC State and Duke, the team that played today, NC State, has a win this season over Duke. So a couple of matchups tomorrow that could be compelling. Still waiting for tonight's game. So we are roughly 2 hours and 15 minutes from tip tonight. The first game will be Notre Dame and Boston College. Winner of that game plays Virginia tomorrow night. And Notre Dame and Boston College both played Virginia tough. Notre Dame lost by one in overtime in JPJ back in February. Boston College split with UVA this year, winning in Chestnut Hill, losing in Charlottesville back about 3 weeks ago. And so that game is at 7 o'clock tonight. Winner plays Virginia tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And our nightcap tonight, boy, I'm so focused on this news. It's Syracuse and North Carolina, which should be an exciting game. Carolina with a win. Carolina, the 14th seed in this tournament, but winning last night, upsetting Virginia Tech. I guess you could call that an upset. North Carolina with a win over Syracuse within the last 10 days. Syracuse is the 6th seed in this tournament. And so that game is the late game tonight at 9:20 or so. And the winner of that game plays Louisville tomorrow night. Again, fluid situation. We just don't know what is going to be the case here. North Carolina declared a state of emergency yesterday. And the North Carolina governor, in that declaration, did not, like some states you've seen, declare that public events, large gatherings, were closed to the public, closed to large crowds. Not seen any updates, certainly, on that. In fact, I got some emails, so let's see if I've got anything on email real quick. And nothing from the ACC as of yet. So we'll update you here at Augusta Free Press, AugustaFreePress.com, Augusta Free Press on Facebook, Augusta Free Press on Twitter, wherever else we can throw it out there as well. But we'll give you the latest on tonight's games here in Greensboro. But we do know the situation with the NCAA tournament. Again, if you're just joining us, the NCAA tournament will go on, at least as of now, but it will go on without fans in attendance. So we'll have to gauge the implications of that. Certainly, and we'll be close to the news on that as we can be. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast and the Facebook Live, and we will update you after tonight's games, both recaps of those games, but also the latest from the ACC tournament and any developments regarding future games. Thank you for joining us, and have a great afternoon/evening.